Wow, this is really weird. I have no idea how to start this, but I'm excited. I don't know what to do. What's up, you guys? My name's Maya Weatherby, and I am your host for the Living Up Podcast. I am so excited to start this with you all, and I can't wait for this to grow. And before I actually get into why I chose the name Living It Up, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. So if you don't know me and you didn't come to this podcast through my social media or anything that I've done in the past, I am Maya Weatherby, as I have said before, and I guess you could say I am a YouTuber, but I am mainly active on Instagram, kind of becoming an influencer gradually and over time. I love fashion. I am currently a student in college studying fashion merchandising, and honestly, I started doing YouTube last May, so I haven't been doing it too long. But I am super excited to get into this whole podcast because I love podcasts and just I feel like they're so intimate and like you get to listen to people and you kind of feel like they're your friend. And I'm all about people and I want to just share my life with you guys and do life with you guys. Whether it's talking about the highs and the great things that happen or the lows where I'm just like, not loving it. But no matter what, we're living it up. And that is pretty much why I named it Living It Up, because I want this. Even though where you might be talking about the difficulties in life or the things that I might not understand, I am still living it up. There, that's all you can do is get through life and thrive. So that is something that is huge to me. That name was not even the original name, which is really funny, but I all of a sudden heard this phrase, and I was like, oh my goodness, that is the best name ever. I'm about to steal that. It literally just like popped in my head. So, yeah, we're about to live it up. So, as we get into this first episode, I'm super excited. I currently just finished my first semester. Well, my third semester in college, so I am a sophomore currently, and it is finals week. I am actually not even that stressed, which is hilarious, because usually during this time, most people are stressing, they're studying for hours, which is something I should be doing right now. But I literally am just. I just wanted to do this. I wanted to do this now, something that I can continue to do while I'm on winter break. And I don't know. I'm just super excited about this. So, number one, like I said, I am in fashion and I am currently working in retail and I'm studying to be in this industry for the rest of my life. I love fashion. I love everything about it. Being creative, doing the fun things, and solving problems and stuff like that. But outside of fashion, I love people and life and getting to know people and creating a community and a family. And that's something that's super important to me. And I want this podcast to be a time where you get to just sit and relax and hear that you are like not alone. Going through these crazy things that happen on a day-to-day basis. Like, it is crazy how much I have been through in such a short span of time of my life. And I can only imagine what will happen next in the following years. So I am super excited about that. Like I mentioned, I actually do YouTube and I do Instagram. So on Instagram, I'm taking pictures of myself, doing lifestyle blogging type of thing, adding some fashion here and there, and coffee somewhere in my pictures every so often. And then I also, like I mentioned, do YouTube. And something lately that has been a struggle with YouTube is the fact that I often have creator's block, where I just can't think of something and I feel sometimes overwhelmed and I feel like I am pressured to have a little more like better content or more interesting content that everyone else has, and I'm trying to be like everyone else, and I'm like, that's just not me all the time. So, but like, I love doing them and I love the kind of random things that I have done on there, whether it's lifestyle, college, stuff like that. But there are just days where I don't feel like doing a video, I don't feel like taking a picture, but I might just like want to talk. So this podcast is for those days where I just have things to share with you guys about life and the things that I've learned so far. And I don't have a certain demographic that I am focusing on. I want everyone to feel welcome to listen in and maybe learn something and have some input, and just to enjoy just getting to hear about what's going on. So yeah, it's been tough, especially, this 2018 year has been interesting. A lot of ups and downs, and I don't think I could make a podcast long enough to explain everything that has happened. But for instance, one thing I do want to point out to you all is that I am a Christian, and that is something that I identify with and is a lifestyle for me. But, you know, no, I don't want anyone to feel as though they can't still listen in or they can't still be a part of my listeners, because that should not matter. It's just something that I want you guys to know about me, and that is really important to me. But aside from that, yes, 2018 has been crazy. It's been, I don't know. Honestly, if I would have known where I was going to be at this time, I don't know if I'd still make the choices that I have made. There are choices that I have made that I do regret in a way where I'm like, oh, I knew better. I knew better to study or to not procrastinate or not to make those stupid small decisions that led to larger bad decisions. But that is just a part of life. And I love the fact that even though I do not like a lot of the things that may have happened, these are the events in my life that have made me who I am. So I never want someone to feel as though their mistakes, their past mistakes, or if they have regrets, define who they are, because that is not true. I don't believe that just because I am a Christian, but because it's just true. Yes, you made a mistake, but you're not perfect. No one is. Something that I have learned is that I can change. People can change. But the only person that can get you to change and make that choice for you is you. So you may say, oh, well, someone tempted me or someone put me in a situation to do the wrong thing. Well, hun, I'm sorry to break it to you, but the truth is, you are the reason why you did whatever you did. You are what keeps you from being the best version of you. Something that's really important to know and to understand is whatever you say, whatever you believe about yourself, that is going to show on the outside, whether you want to or not. And that's something I have definitely learned this year, because I've noticed when I change the statements I use about myself, it changes the way I see myself and other people see me. And it's quite funny because I want to be in the fashion industry, and that's a huge industry where you need to have a name for yourself, you need to have credibility and stuff like that, and definitely confidence and thick skin. And something for a while that I didn't have was confidence and thick skin. I literally took everything so personally just because I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot, especially when I was younger. I was bullied and for a long time, and I was depressed and I didn't feel good about myself. But recently, in this last year, one thing that I love about this year is that my whole mood and thoughts about myself have changed completely since then. So right now, for example, like I keep positive I am statements on my door, on my closet door, around my mirror. So then every time that I look at myself, I see these things. I say these things to myself. I am enough. I am worthy. I am valued. I am respected. I am beautiful. All these positive I am statements, because you honestly truly only believe what you say about yourself. And you know, you might say, well, other people said this about me and it just ended up in my head. Well, that's because you start believing what other people say about you. And once you start believing it, that's when you start saying it, and that's when you start acting on it, and it can have this long ripple effect. And let me tell you, I understand it's very difficult to just be able to stay positive in the midst of negativity. Trust me, I understand. But it doesn't have to stay that way. You do have the option to change your perspective and your demeanor and the way you act. And it's not something that I don't know who's listening, honestly. Okay, what? I watch a lot of Tyler Perry. If you know who he is... And if you don't, he is a very talented actor, producer. He does so many things. And he started out as writing plays, and he actually acted in his plays as Medea. So he has so many different plays. And yes, he is a Christian, but I believe his lessons are for everyone. And it's funny and it's great. But one thing that he did say as Medea is that in a situation, he was like, look, it's not what someone says to you, but how you answer to it. And that has always stuck in my brain since I've heard that when I was younger, because that is so true. No one can make you mad. No one can make you do something that you shouldn't be doing. Stealing or cheating. You are the one that makes that choice. And it's peer pressure. Peer pressure is real. I understand that. I'm human. I understand. But all in all, you have that opportunity and have that choice to be different, to not be who you don't want to be and be who you truly desire to be and who you are meant to be, the better version of yourself. And that is something that has helped me so much. It's funny because I'll walk around campus and people used to tell me that I had this like horrible, like stoic face where I intimidated people and it was just really scary. And I looked shut off. I looked as though I didn't want anyone to be around me. I didn't want anything like that. What's funny is it's exactly how I felt. I felt isolated, I felt alone, I felt shut off, and all these things, it showed. But as soon as I changed the way I viewed myself and understood that even if I don't have the confidence in the beginning, I'm going to fake it. Because the more that you act in that confidence and you're positive, the more it becomes a habit and just a natural thing that you do, and you won't even have to act anymore. And it's true. I walk around, especially going back to the fashion thing, being in fashion, having that confidence and having that thick skin, I have that now because I worked it into my who I am and into my character by changing the way I see myself. I walk around with my head held high and, you know, I smile at people, I make eye contact, and yes, that scares people, but that also shows them that I demand respect and I will respect those who respect me as well, and that I am confident enough to make eye contact with you. It is scary for most people because our generation, we don't make eye contact, and it's annoying because that's how I've always talked to people. I think it's weird when you don't make eye contact, and so it's just interesting to see the difference in my mindset, the difference in what I've been doing in my life and how I've been reacting. I have never been on such a creative drive and roll, and it's crazy. I am working towards so many big things in my life because I believe that I can do it, and I believe that whatever you put your mind to and whatever helps you stay driven and whatever your passions are, go after it, stay with it, live it up. I mean, honestly, it's going to be amazing to see yourself grow in even such a short amount of time. Yes, a year doesn't sound like a long time, but you know, it is and it's not. You know, it's just crazy to think back to where my mindset was. Actually, a year ago, I was ready to transfer. I didn't want to be around anyone. I felt no one wanted to be around me, and that's where I wanted. I just was done with life. And honestly, I am completely opposite. Yes, things are not exactly the way I want them to be, but that's okay. I am living to understand, to be comfortable where I am uncomfortable. And it's okay. It's normal. Life is not going to be perfect. It's not going to go exactly the way you want, but it's how you adapt and it's how you live it up, because you should take every single moment that you have to live it up. So I hope you're starting to understand why I chose the title for this podcast. I want you guys to feel encouraged. I want to encourage myself. I want to encourage you all. And I want you guys to pay it forward, to encourage others, to feel good about themselves and to feel confident in who you are. Because I am blessed to say that I am thankful for being who I am. I'm not ashamed of who I am. Yes, I have made so many mistakes, but who hasn't? I have my own baggage. Everyone has their baggage. And I'm not afraid to admit that I'm not perfect. And I want everyone to feel that way and not feel as though they have to be perfect. Another thing I would like to talk about is something that is really important for me is to communicate with you all that I love you guys. I don't know, hardly any of you probably, but I want you guys to feel loved. We all want to feel loved and feel as though people want to know how we're doing, what we're doing, what's going on with us. And I want you to know, I do want to know. I want to hear what you have to say. I want you to hear about my life and, you know, see how you guys react to each of these podcasts and just see if we can relate and if we do have things in common. And that's what's amazing. That is the life I love. Community and family. I want to build a community and family amongst me and my listeners, and I want you guys to feel as though I am your friend, and to make this very personal, because I want to be your guys' friends. I want you guys to feel comfortable and feel as though, you know, you're sitting right next to me, or you're chilling in my room and we're hanging out, or we're at a coffee shop, or we're going grocery shopping, and I'm just telling you about my day, and we're laughing together. I want you guys to feel comfortable and feel as at ease when you're listening to this podcast. You know, I want you guys to laugh with me, cry with me, vent with me. Celebrate with me, cheer with me, and just to appreciate what's going on in this world. whether it's good or bad. And I know I am, I know. I am only currently 19. I understand. I'm very young. But that does not mean I do not have some sort of wisdom that we can all share. And I believe no matter how old you are, we can learn from each other. We can learn from each other's experiences. And that is what I'm hoping to get out of this podcast, like for you guys to get out of this podcast and me. I want to hear how you guys feel about this and how your guys' life. And if you guys have any questions, you can always communicate with me through, I would say Instagram, definitely more. That is at mya.wea. That is at maya.we. That is probably where you could DM me and just let me know how you felt about the podcast, or, you know, show me that you're listening. I always love to hear what you guys have to say about it. And I just really hope you enjoy this. So I don't have a lot for this first episode. It was just more of an introduction and just kind of for you guys to get to know me and what this podcast is for. So thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Maya Weatherby, and this is Living It Up.